wrong I was. Guys, next person coming to the stage has never not been on a year-end compilation because he always just fucking knocks it out of the park. Spoiler alert, this year is going to be no different. But let's see what he's got new for us. Chris Crotwell.
Chris Crotwell! Keep it up the streak, suck it.
I will not.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
I will.
Noted. So I spent most of my childhood by myself. My brother's 10 years older than me, so he moved out of the house when I was like 7. I was essentially an only child. We had 3 acres, and I entertained myself pretty damn well. I used to carve swords. Like one sword, like 8 or 9 swords, and hide them all over the yard. And then when I was right in the middle of a huge, ferocious battle with orcs or some other fantasy shit, they'd knock one out of my hand. And I would do like a rolling back dive and pick up another one. Ha ha! Take that, sneaky bastards. I'd climb trees and read books, and behind the house there was a barbed wire fence. And the person that owned all the property on the other side of it was a retired NASCAR driver who still had, like, a whole country racing skunk works going on back there. And I would sneak back there and pretend I was a spy, and they hated that shit, but I thought it was great. But I spent most of my time by myself. This year, I turned 29, and for the very first time in my life, I'm living alone. I had a studio apartment. It's just a box with all my shit in it. The kitchen is just right next to my bed, and it's great, and I thought it would be terrifying. When I was moving, I rented an appliance dolly and moved almost my entire apartment by myself the mile and a half to where I was moving, just back and forth for 2 days, which will make people think you're lunatic. Why are you rolling all your shit down Broadway, man? That's a really weird thing to do. And when I closed the door that first night, I didn't know what was going to happen, because being stuck in your own head by yourself can seem like sort of a nightmare when you've got the sack of cats between your ears. I do. At this point in my life, the great thing about hanging out by myself when I was little is that I wasn't damaged and I was sane. So now it's totally different. But I love it. It's amazing. It involves a lot of me being able to unscrew the top of my head, tip it out on the floor, take a good hard look at it, and nobody can see. Right? Like, if I want to put on a Robin album and dance naked with my Christmas tree, I can just do that. No one can see me. Right? Or if I just burst into tears in the middle of David Attenborough talking about something. No one gets to see that. And I take a bath every day. And not like normal baths, like fancy baths. I've invested in salts and oils. I bought candles. I put on soft music. I get to know myself a little better for 1 hour every night. And nobody can walk into that bathroom. And if they did, I'd be in real trouble. Because they definitely shouldn't be in my apartment. I've always lived with other people. My entire life. Always. Moved out of my parents' house into the dormitories. Went straight from the dormitory to being married shortly. Then back into the dormitories briefly. For a very strange period. Then I moved into a weird flop house in Tuscaloosa with a bunch of my friends. And lived out this bizarre, sloppy post-adolescence for a while. Then I spent 3 years living with Chris Geiger. And this last year, we decided we should both go our own ways because, you know, otherwise we'd sort of just have to get married or something. And we'd make each other miserable. I'd be a horrible wife for Chris. He'll find someone much better than me. But next year, Shelby is moving back to Chicago. My girlfriend Shelby is moving back. And we're gonna get an apartment together. So this is very conceivably the only year of my entire life that I will ever, ever live alone. I've gone into it whole hog. I always said I'd have all my shit sorted by 30, and I don't think that anymore, but this year's gonna give me a great chance to fight a lot of those demons. And I don't have swords all over my apartment, but I have three kinds of sea salt and five kinds of bath salt. Yeah. You know? And I never have to wear pants. I can have conversations with inanimate objects and no one is there to notice. And I don't judge myself for stuff like that. Other people almost certainly would. I like talking to myself. It's very productive for me. I can't hear my voice in my own head. That's one of the reasons I like coming to do this. Until it's out there, I don't know how to have a conversation with me. So if there's something I really need to think about, unless I want everyone in the CTA to think I'm a fucking nutbag, I have to wait till I get back home. Or I'd, like, go to the bathroom for half an hour at work and just be like, those motherfuckers. Teenagers are so mean, y'all. They're mean as shit. They really are. They're so mean. But what I'm doing this year is I'm taking the time to sort through a bunch of stuff that I feel like I need to sort through while no one is watching. And I've never had that opportunity before. So I'm fighting interesting battles in my own head, and they might not be like grandiose fantasies, and it might not be all orcs and pirates. And I'm not always the hero anymore. And it's not as comfortable to spend all my days by myself as it was when I was 9. But God, sometimes after a long, long day, it is so good to just have a conversation with a Christmas tree and take a goddamn bath.
Oh, man. Thank you, Chris. So bath salts, thumbs up?
Oh, please.
All right.
You'd be a fool not to take a bath at least every once in a while.
Important.
I'm the softest I have ever been.
Important life lessons.
I'm sure I can confirm that. Oh.